The Australian Bureau of Statistics has revealed that the number of women aged 35 to 39 having babies has tripled in the last 30 years, and women aged 40 to 44 have doubled in the last decade. Meanwhile, it seems the literature available for older first-time mums has, until now, been sorely lacking, non-existent even. Denmark writer Serena Kirby defied the fertility odds to become a first-time mum at the age of 43. Serena has spent the last 3 years interviewing, researching and writing the first Australian book that investigates what it can be like to become a mother later in life. Serena Kirby, good morning.
Good morning, Stan.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So the book, I mean, let's get into it. What motivated you to write this book in the first place?
Well, as they often say, necessity is the mother of invention. And when I became pregnant at 42 and then had my baby at 43, I couldn't find anything on the market by an Australian woman dedicated to my demographic. And it was incredibly frustrating researching on the internet and not being able to find anything that I felt was suitable for me. So predominantly I decided to write the book that I would have liked to have had when I was pregnant and first became a mother.
And tell me about that experience.
It was an interesting journey, unexpected. Not only the birth, the pregnancy, but also what I encountered along the way. A lot of people have misconceptions about older mothers. They think that you're going to be better at it, find it easier, and that's not always the case, and there's research to support that. I found it incredibly difficult. I struggled quite a lot, and I felt very alone often.
You've got a blurb on your book that says, "The things I wish I had known." If you'd known the things that you'd know now, how would your experience might have been different?
I certainly wouldn't have felt so alone, and I certainly wouldn't have felt that there was something wrong with me. I really felt that motherhood was a bit of a prickly jumper that made me itch, and I couldn't delve into my mind and find why this was. Why was this supposedly magnificent journey giving me difficulty and grief?
And in reflection now, what was it? What was the thing that, I guess, made you spiral into that sense of depression and fatigue?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things, and that is what I found in the book. Predominantly, it was the difficulty in adjusting. There's a lot of research to support the fact that older women do find it more difficult to adjust. If you've had a big life prior to a child where you've able to be selfish and do your own thing and have independence, to then in the matter of a moment go to being totally or needing to be totally selfless, it's an incredible shift to make, and you do need support in doing it. I think the adjustment, the fatigue, lack of support, and that's not pointing the finger at any one person, that's more of a social issue. Isolation, definitely being in a regional area, and another, umpteen little tiny things that I've touched on in the book and many I've elaborated on as well.
And what about dads? Where does the older dad fit in all of this?
Oh, the mads.
The mads, yes.
The mads, the mature age dads.
Oh, that's what it is, the mad. So we're not mad if
no.
We have kids older.
No, totally the opposite. It's a fantastic thing, most mature age fathers. But they themselves have their own adjustment issues. And there's virtually no research done on the mature age dad and the phenomenon of them as well, because as older mothers are becoming more prevalent, so are the older dads. They have a lot of benefits to bring to the table, but they also have a lot of preconditioning as well. They've grown up in traditional families where perhaps mum did all the traditional roles, and today's mature age mother is caught in the gap between, because while we might have grown up in a traditional family, we're looking for a more modern, contemporary way of mothering and running a family life.
Mm. You write quite extensively, well, not extensively, but you do write about your own experience with postnatal depression,
mm-hmm,
and fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
How bad did it get after the birth of your son?
Well, The thing with fatigue is it's like a fog, and often you don't actually know that you're in it until you come out of it. It wasn't until at least 12 months after the baby was born that I was diagnosed with postnatal depression. It was a surprise. I hadn't even thought that I was suffering from PND. It was pretty bad, yeah. There was a lot of tears, a lot of isolation, a lot of self-doubt, a lot of inability to actually get through the day. And again, just that constant confusion over what the hell's going on, what's wrong with me. It got pretty bad, yeah.
And what helped you come out of that?
I think time, really. I don't think by that stage, still, I didn't have the information that I have now. I did get put on medication, which I only took for about 6 months. And then as soon as I'd stopped taking the medication, the depression returned. So obviously it hadn't fixed the problem. It just treated the symptom. But it took probably, I would say, 3 years to really see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that with a lot of motherhood issues, it's just a simple matter of time. Mm. Issues do resolve themselves and you do start to really enjoy the journey more than not. There's certainly always great moments that you have in it. But the trick really is surviving those first few years and keeping it together and enjoying the journey.
And, of course, it's not all doom and gloom, is it?
No, I mean, not at all.
There's some wonderful positives out. What were some of the positives that came out the first few years?
Just the wonder of having a child and having somebody that I could pass on my knowledge to and the things that I've learned through life. How simple a baby and a toddler see life. Their world is very small. And when you've come from a very big world, it refocuses your vision of life onto a tiny, tiny speck of dust often, you know, and of course that makes you remember that you haven't vacuumed the floors, but the sense of wonder and the ability to be a teacher. And I think especially as an older woman that you have so much to teach, so much more life experience, and that just comes with age. That's not being derogatory to anyone else in any other demographic, but it's the simple things in life it teaches you. It gets you back to the core of being a mother. And I think too, you shift what's important to you. You know, I started to get the veggie garden going, doing the simpler things in life, and there's a lot of joy in dancing to the Wiggles in the middle of the day.
Oh, for sure. I'm a big fan of the Wiggles.
And of course it lets you relive your own childhood. And that's a fantastic thing. And you know, the older you are, you can still be a child. It's great.
I'm joined by Denmark author Serena Kirby. She's just written a book called Better Late Than Never, Baby. And people have responded, particularly mums, have responded quite positively. What are mums saying?
Oh, I've had some amazing emails from mothers. I've had a couple of women stop mid-page and email me and say that they couldn't believe how similar their journey was to mine. I've had women say what a great resource it is, how they hadn't even thought about the preparation that they needed on these topics such as adjustment and dealing with getting ready for the fatigue. And I think it's just opened the conversation. I think that's the great thing. And I really want to have a conversation with my readers and follow their journey as well.
So where to from now? I mean, from what I understand, you had this concept, you put it down, you've put it out there and it's gone gangbusters.
Mm.
Where do you go with that now?
Well, we're looking at a print version now and distribution across Australia and possibly beyond. But also, I mean, the theme for the book is the things that I wish I had known. And under that banner, I hope to produce other books on other things that I wish I had known that, could be of interest to other people. And obviously, as you age, there's a hell of a lot more things you wish you'd known.
For sure. And of course, the person at the centre of all this is your son, Riley.
Absolutely.
How old is he now? Tell us about Riley.
Well, my better late than never baby is 7. He's in year 2 and he's a fabulous little boy and he's thriving and healthy and happy and he's definitely my greatest accomplishment.
Fantastic. Serena Kirby, the book is called Better Late Than Never Baby, Becoming a Mother Later in Life. Thank you so much for coming in sharing your story. And if people want to get a hold of the book?
You can just Google Better Late Than Never Baby because as of a couple of days ago, we're now ranked number 1 on the Google search, which is fantastic.
Fantastic.
And that'll take you to the website. You can also go on Facebook to Better Late Than Never Baby. And if you want to contact me to order a copy of the print version, please do so through the website or the Facebook page.
And you also did mention that something that did help you through some of those tough times was the parenting line.
Yes.
The free call.
Absolutely.
You've got that number for us here. If you are struggling, if you want to have a chat, if you've got a question, the number is 1800 654 432. That's 1800 654 432. Serena Kirby, thank you so much.
Thank you, Stan.
Once again.